Michael Kerr here. You are listening to Humor at Work. I want to share some thoughts and examples around inspiring customer service. You know, customer service really is everything, and everything is customer service. It's potentially your number one competitive advantage, and in a changing world full of uncertainties, it's one of the few things you can actually control. Here are a few random inspiring customer service thoughts, ideas, and inspiration. To make everyone feel welcome, the entrance door to this shoe store has three door handles all at different heights. How cool is that? So here's a question for you. How can you ensure in your organization that everyone who does business with you feels welcome? Speaking of catering to different sizes, the JW Marriott Marquis Hotel in Miami has redesigned some rooms to cater to larger sized athletes. What niche market could your organization tap into with a creative offering? A Holiday Inn I visited put out water bowls and dog biscuits during Yappy Hour. That's hard to say, but how cute is that? You know what? If you make the dogs happy, you make dog owners ecstatic. A golf course offers to shine customers' shoes while they're out on their rounds. What can you do to surprise your clients with an added value free service? Zappos, the online shoe business, uses the mantra, "We are in the service business, we just happen to sell shoes." What mantra or slogan can you create to remind everyone that service is everything and everything is service? Nike offers a service where they will add a personal ID label onto your sneakers. What a cool idea. So what can you do to personalize objects or services for your customers? And last but certainly not least, Vinny's Sub Shop in Chicago. I love the name, Vinny's Sub Shop in Chicago, closes their shop down once they've run out of the freshest bread. So what are you doing in your organization to demonstrate that you'll never compromise on your core values or client offer? And now my fun at work tip. Some health experts, as I'm sure you're aware, are calling sitting the new smoking. Yes, they think we are all sitting far too much and that it's doing horrendous things to our bodies, such as, you know, slowly killing us. So here's an insanely simple idea to add a bit of fun to your meetings while also encouraging everyone to get off their duffs. Stand up, sit down meetings, where everyone stands up for every other agenda item. So you sit down, you stand up, you sit down, you stand up. And of course, for bonus points, you could always do the wave, you know, like at sports games, or you could end your meeting with a 1 minute fun dance. How wacky would that be? And the quote of the week from Rosabeth Moss Kanter from the Harvard Business School. In the most innovative companies, there is a significantly higher volume of thank yous than in companies of low innovation. And finally, in our It's a Wacky World section, some accidental humor found lurking in newspaper headlines. These are actual newspaper headlines. Whether they intended to be funny or not, I don't know. Lingerie shipment hijacked. Thief gives police the slip. Patient at death's door. Doctors pull him through. Stadium air conditioning fails. Fans protest. Women's movement more broad-based. Well, folks, until next time, this has been Michael Kerr reminding you to put more humor to work for less stress and more success. And please check out my latest book, The Humor Advantage, Why Some Businesses Are Laughing All the Way to the Bank. Visit www.thehumoradvantage.com for your copy today.